Okay, we're recording, so we'll start the work session associated with this evening's meeting, which is, November 20th, 2019. There's nothing that was on the agenda. However, there's some loose ends that we should probably look to tie up prior to the next board coming in, just so that it's things are a little cleaner. One of the things that we ran into as a board, or that I'll be divulging tonight, is there were some some mistakes made as far as in lieu of parks fees that needed to be collected on past developments. These were, and I'll list the developments that these in lieu of parks fees were associated with. The people that were involved in identifying these fees have been talked to. There's enough reason to believe that these mistakes could have been avoided if what I'm proposing tonight was codified. Literally, there's tens of thousands of dollars that were not accounted for in lieu of parks fees. And I know questions were asked throughout the year as far as where those fees are coming from to cover the cost of the spray park. The audit hadn't been completed yet. There were still discussions being had by developers that owed those fees. So tonight the audit will be divulged and a code modification will be recommended so that future boards and those that are responsible for collecting those prior to final plat approval will have that listed on a checklist. It's found money. It came in handy this year specifically, and I don't know as if it would have been found if we hadn't had such a focus on parks. It was a very involved audit. When I looked at what was in lieu of parks, and I looked at the amount of development that we had experienced over the last two decades, the numbers weren't adding up, and that's what triggered that. I've got a good crew to work with. You know, David helped me out. I worked with codes to track things down. But again, it's nothing. I'm not placing blame anywhere. These aren't developments that were started within the last 4 years. These were, in some cases, developments that occurred 20 years ago. Or started 20 years ago. So that being said, there's also some language in the CLUP that we should also address. You know, we can only work with the tools that we're given, and through the process, one of the newest tools that we were asked to utilize was the incentive zone section in the CLUP. And that was the CLUP was adopted in 2015. That was all we had to work with when in addressing incentive zones. And some of the language in here, Tony, and maybe we can't. Maybe this was cut and paste out of state law. And I know we can make things more restrictive at the local level, but not less restrictive. One of the things that I'm asking us to consider is when we talk about page 86 on our CLUP, it reads 139-79. Which is different. That's the code that it referenced in our old code book. The new code is 320-81. and it reads, if the town board finds that a community benefit is not suitable on-site or cannot be reasonably provided, the town board may require a cash payment in lieu of the provision of the amenity or bonus. These funds shall be placed in a trust fund to be used by the town board exclusively for amenities specified in these provisions. Payments shall be made by the applicant prior to the issuance of any permit, which I agree with, stripping of any ground cover, which I don't agree with, site grading, I don't agree with, or any other site improvements or construction activities. That could maybe leave construction activities, but if someone owns a plot of land and they want to strip it, as much as I wouldn't like to see that, as long as they're not violating stormwater regs and they're containing runoff and they're in their within the law, you can do that to your property, whether you're in an incentive zone or not. So I don't know if that's out of state law, if that can be changed, but that should be changed.
You want to eliminate the part that says
stripping of any ground cover, site grading. Because there's regulations that control that.
Correct.
Well, what if you said that left that in, but said specific to the plans for development? You clarified that the stripping that can't happen, or is stripping that's related to the development. Whereas, if you add those words, it will only be relevant to not being able to do it for the plan.
Yeah, but how do you prove that? Like,
well,
if someone
you can't
lets
prove it.
Yeah, if someone comes in and they buy a plot of 100 acres, and they say, "Well, I hate trees, and I'm going to strip them."
Well, yeah, they
and maybe his real intention is a year from then to present a plan, a development plan, and all that work is already done. I think it's a stretch to have that included with incentive zoning. Specifically.
Just playing devil's advocate, does it really hurt to leave it in?
Well, the issue came up earlier in the year where someone had started stripping their land and, you know, they hadn't made payments yet.
Right.
And it one thing isn't related to the other.
Right.
Because that happens a lot.
Oh, like, I see your point. I mean, you can do anything you want to your property within whatever it is, you know, DEC regulations, etc., have nothing to do with development.
And that's all in place. Like, you can't, I mean,
right.
You can't cut down trees during the Indiana bat season. If you, you know, if you're going to disturb X number of,
Acres,
you do need a permit for that. So there's things in place that control that. I just don't know where that has any place related to the incentive zoning areas.
And in the big picture, it's not going to hurt us either way. I mean, we're going to get the in lieu of parks money, or the development is not going to take place.
Right, right. So leave construction in there.
I can support that.
But I don't know. That's that would make this law less restrictive. And if it's a state law, I don't know if we can do that. So, Tony.
I'm going to have to take a look at it.
Okay.
This will require a public hearing.
Yep, it would require a public hearing.
And
I mean, it's a minor change, but it's definitely a change in the law.
I think we should move this over so it's not that fire thing is
on.
Yeah.
Please.
And then the other thing. Okay, so it's the other change would be item E.
What page?
270-22, Article 11. It's based on policy on residential subdivision development. Building permits and certificates of occupancy, street acceptances. Nope, wait a minute.
You're reading on the code?
Yes, I think that's where we. Yes, letter E, codify in lieu of parks fees. In E, we would add an E and say something to the effect that no, because it starts out by saying building permits may be issued for construction in residential subdivisions prior to final subdivision approval and prior to acceptance of streets, but only if preliminary subdivision approval has been obtained and reasonable access from the public road to the construction sites provided. Golden. Good. No certificate of occupancy should be issued and no structure shall be occupied as a residence until final subdivision approval has been obtained and streets accepted by the town. Fine. A cash deposit or irrevocable letter of credit from a banking institution may be accepted by the town in lieu of the maintenance bond specified in yada, yada, yada. That's fine, too. The amount of such bond, deposit, or letter of credit shall be specified by a resolution of the town board, but shall in no event be less than 25% nor more than 100% than the value of the completed street. Fine. Item E is, I think, where we need to mention final plat approval shall not be given until all fees, including, and be specific, including in lieu of park fees, are paid. And I don't know if we go further than that and ask for proof, because that was in the audit process, you know, we didn't have a set policy on that. You know, there was a checklist that was identified out of codes, but
I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, but there was no, that was just a, but, you know.
Well, before we do the final plat approval, I'm going to have to prove that they paid it.
Right, so by showing receipt or a, by, and who, that's paid to codes now, because I think there's a separation between clerk's office and codes.
And put the onus on codes to verify that it's been paid.
Okay. So that's got to be in the lingo, too.
So, I like that.
Yeah, so it's just a one-sentence add-on, but it shuts the door for future over, what do you call it, mistakes.
Yeah.
In that regard. It's just now it's codified. And again, I'm not looking to hang anybody here. You know, mistakes happen. We're all human. But, you know, it was a significant amount of revenue that was due the taxpayers of the town.
So when would all this happen?
Well, if we can, you know, I'd like to, we've only got after this 2 meetings left, we got 6 weeks. I think it's plenty of time to do. I mean, these are minor changes. One, we got to determine whether or not we can do it all by striking some of the language out of 320-81, but this adding E I think is fine. I think that's a no-brainer. So at the very least, we should probably set a public hearing for change in the local law.
Yeah, do you have the public hearing next meeting and then adopt it the second meeting in December?
Yep.
Otherwise, it goes into the next year.
I mean, or you could do it. We could adopt it after the public hearing. Can't we act on it after the public hearing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Okay.
So we'll set at least one public hearing tonight, maybe two. We could always set it, and then if we can't do it, cancel the public hearing.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm just not sure. Dina's going to have to word something, but I'd rather set the public hearing and cancel it if we can't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and plenty of time to, I mean.
The second one is no, it's a no-brainer, but the first one.
Right. That's my long-winded 17
you
minutes
said
of
15 minutes.
Yeah,
2 minutes over.
What is a mat maintenance program?
Oh, man. That took forever. So we, yeah, we go through UniFirst, I think, for our mat cleaning service, and so to renew that contract. I wanted to make sure that I got board approval on that. It took them a while to determine what our costs were. It was, we didn't know how often we had to pay the fee that they had put forth, whether it was weekly, biweekly, or monthly. So now
so
we know.
So they come and they roll up the mats and take them away, and they come, they drop new ones, and they go clean the ones.
That's
they?
It.
Just make sure that there's no language that it's automatically renewed without our approval.
Right.
Cintas used to do that with all their customers. it automatically renewed. People were getting it all of a sudden. What's this for? Oh, you renewed it. No, I didn't.
You didn't cancel it. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we can check that.
I mean, if it's there, I think even those had a provision where you could cancel it. But most people, like, you know, it's like the things you get on your phone, you get the first one free, and then if you can cancel it in 30 days, nobody ever remembers to cancel it.
So apps do that, too, on your phone.
So do you have a copy? You can look it up quick.
Yeah, I think Dina's got, I think it's, she didn't put a copy of it in your mailbox.
Oh, wait a minute, she did.
You got a copy of the mailbox?
I think so. No? I think I might have one.
Oh,
yeah, all right, that's a one page.
It's a one pager. It's not real wordy.
No, let's see. Ongoing enable, embleton, no. Garment maintenance program, launch fashion, no, mad protection program.
I mean, the fact that we're having to renew it in the first place tells us that that provision is probably not in there.
Yeah, nothing in here about time.
Nope. Nope, I think we're good.
All right, we good?
I'm good.
Why don't we just take a break, unless there's something else that you guys want to talk about?
Do we have anything for executive session tonight?
You know what? We do.
Let's move to an executive session.
Well, I think we're going to...
Mark, want to do that later?
We have time now.
Yeah, let's call for an executive session on possible acquisition of property.
Okay. You need that? I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.